Just red. Okay, there we go.
And this is it's a really fun lesson. We did it over in Germany, and I liked it a lot. So begin by just observing your contact with the floor this morning. Observe how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your mid-back and lower back is resting, and how your legs are resting along the floor. And now take a moment to sense the length of your spine. So starting up at the base of your neck, traveling all the way down to your tailbone, how long does your spine feel to you? Do you actually sense it feels long or does it maybe feel those areas that are maybe short or tense? There's not as much length in certain areas. And now you can bring yourself up to a sitting position, sitting so that you can lean on your forearms slightly behind you, side of you. You can go to your side and come up to a sitting position. Have your feet standing and lean on your forearms. So you can look at that somehow. Now in this position, you're going to have a movement of lifting your right knee and bringing it towards your right shoulder. And then you have to back down on the chair. And you can actually do this movement quickly. So this is a movement that you probably need to do slow. And you can think of it as throwing your knee towards your shoulder. Put the front of that towards your shoulder. And just observe how close your right knee comes to your right shoulder. Sense the weight of your leg. That's it. Now place the right foot standing and begin to do the same movement with your left knee, your left leg. As if you were just lightly throwing it back to touch your left shoulder. That's it. And now rest in the back. Now continue to lie on your back, bend your knees, bring your feet to the ground. And now interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. Once your hands are underneath your head, hold your elbows so that you're rounded towards the ceiling. And now lift your knees away from the floor if you need to, so that your knees just kind of hang off your chest. And in this position, begin to lift your head and hold your head in the air. Begin to bring both knees up towards the chest, towards your face. And again, begin to have this idea of swinging the legs. So you're like swinging the knees back towards your head. Just lightly lift your head. So you don't need to hold your head long. So you want to begin swinging the knees up towards your knees back. And then notice how heavy or how light your legs feel. And rest on your back again. Now bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and you're going to keep the left leg in standing position. And lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling. So you want to have the right foot directed towards the ceiling, but your knee can be comfortably bent. that think it's a sort of bank. And now, can you sort of imagine that you have a fly that is just landing on the right of your toe, and you want to catch this fly? So begin to do a movement with your right arm of going after catching the fly on the right of your toe. And again, this is a movement that you can do quickly. Because if you do it slowly, the fly is going to disappear, right? So you want to put it, you want to catch the fly. That. And really take your time with it. Like, catch the fly and you just pause and you can just breath for a moment. Wait for the fly to land on your right foot toe again. And just feel what you need to do with your right shoulder blade and your head to bring yourself up to catch that fly on your right foot toe. And what do you do with your hand and your fingers? So you have to close your hand, right, to catch the ball. But you can't bring your leg towards your hand. So you need to keep your leg up. So you bring your upper body to catch. Yeah. Can't bend your knees. Okay, back. Go ahead and back. See, in German, this is really appropriate lesson because of lots of flies there. So, this kind of lesson is about catching flies. Right now, I've got a question called killing flies. How do you kill flies? Okay, bend your knees again, but it's in the form. And once again, bring the right leg up towards the ceiling. And the sole of the foot towards the ceiling. And your little friend fly is going to return to your right big toe again. And this time, with your left arm, begin to swing at your right big toe to catch the fly. And again, this can be a quick movement. Because if you go too slow, the fly will leave your toe. That's it. And just feel what needs to happen with your back, how your head looks away from the floor. Okay, and rest again on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And now this time, lengthen your left leg up towards the ceiling. Again, the sole of the foot is directed towards the ceiling, but your knee can be comfortably bent. And now, Mr. Fly comes and he's going to land with the left big toe. And with the left hand, your left arm, left side of the knee, you're going to reach quickly forward and catch that fly. And once you've caught the fly, pay attention to how you bring yourself back into the floor as well. Are you holding your breath? And can you find a way to allow yourself to breathe as you catch the fly when you turn yourself back into the floor?
Okay. And rest again. Bend your knees again, when your feet are standing, and then right from your left leg up towards the ceiling, so that you fly, then land on your left big toe. And now with your right arm and your right hand, you find your way in directions, move your right arm, catch that fly. And rest again on your back. Now roll to your side and bring yourself up to sitting in the same configuration you did at the beginning. So your feet are standing and you're leaning on your forearms slightly behind you. And return to the south heel, lifting your right knee and swinging towards your right shoulder. Just swing that knee more wider. Just feel that movement getting a little easier and lighter. Now pause with the right leg and do the same movement with the left leg. And now can you swing both knees up towards both shoulders? And how close to the knees coming out towards your shoulder? And rest in the back. Now this time roll to your side and all the way up sitting, so you're sitting on your buttocks. Your feet are still in a standing position and place your hands in between your knees and your legs on the floor facing back. And just begin by imagining, first of all, that you can start to lift your right knee and your right foot away from the floor. First just imagine the movement. Let your head comfortable again. And as much as possible, you want to try to keep your hands and your palm in contact with the floor. And now go ahead and bring to the movement, lifting your right foot, getting the right knee, right leg away from the floor, and lowering it back down. Feel how your palm begins to start to warm down. Your side is becoming longer. Your chest is cold and softened to be able to lift the leg lightly. Back. Now pause with the right leg and begin to start lifting the left leg. And
I think something notice will happen to your back and your spine. If there's any holding in the valley of your abdomen, it will keep you from lifting your head. So allow your body to be soft, your chest to be soft. Okay, and wrap them again. Go to your side and bring yourself up to sitting in the same configuration. Both hands are on the floor and between the legs comfortably. And begin to imagine this time that you could start to lift both feet away from the floor. Both knees will begin to come up towards the front of your shoulders, your head level going towards your hands. And again, just start by imagining the movement. And once you've imagined him moving a few times, go ahead and just do the movement two or three times. Both feet and the legs on the floor. And again, one of the constraints is that you can't stay in contact with the floor. The tendency is to lift the hands off the legs on the floor. So what needs to happen in the back and to lengthen. Now, if you need your feet to be right from the floor, back. Continue to warm the back, bend your knees. When you can just stand up and out of both legs up towards the ceiling. And again, your knees can be comfortably bent, but you want to have them be directed towards the ceiling. And now imagine you have two blocks. One on your right foot and one on your left. And you want to catch both of these blocks with your right hand. So when you feel ready, you begin to swing and touch both quads, just with your right hand up. So the right hand touches the quad on the right and the left foot. So now you're really having to do a movement that comes across you, not just straight up. It's kind of a sweeping movement. That just rest them maybe in a standing position or if you rest them long. Now bring both of the legs again up to the ceiling. And once again, you have two flies now, one on the right big toe and one on the left. And with your left hand, you're just going to catch both of those flies. So again, it's a movement of sweeping across both of the feet backwards. Just really sense what you need to do with your shoulder and your back.
in a way you're bringing the full upper body towards your legs. You can lock the breath and sort of bring the legs towards your upper body. Now back. Okay, and rest again. Much more fatiguing in the way that I just think about the quality of your legs, so you can rest for that if you don't want to be needed. Bend your knees and feet to stand. And now lift your right leg up towards the ceiling. And go back to the idea that just one quad, one line, right big toe. And you're going to do a movement touching them first with your right hand, and then all of a sudden the second quad comes to land on the big toe. And then you're going to use your left hand to catch that second quad. So you kind of do one striking movement with your right hand, and then you do it again with your left hand. Yeah. Yeah. And then you can pause and rest as long as you need to in between the movements. You don't have to detach several flies one after another. But take that time to pause and let the flies return to your big toe so you can catch them again. Yeah. Okay, and lower the right leg to standing. And now lengthen the left leg up towards the ceiling. And once again, when two friends come to visit, you first catch one of them with your right hand and one with your left hand. Okay, and rest again in the back. Take a nice long rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and lengthen just your right leg up towards the ceiling, and the left leg stays in a standing position. And this time, you're going to begin to do a movement of starting to climb up your right leg. And I really want you to think of your climbing, like you're climbing a tree or a rope. So if any of you with one hand makes contact with the next hand, and you always need to have one hand in contact before you move your next hand up. And you continue to press all the way up to your foot, and possible to the arch. Again, the constraint is that you don't bring your leg closer to you. You lift your body, your upper back, head, away from the floor to climb your leg. And really think that you're climbing. So there's a certain amount of kind of clenching your leg, wrapping your fingers around the leg. You're climbing your leg. You can't do it softly with your hands. You did that with a tree or a rope with a ball. So really sense the kind of contact that you need to make with each hand. When you move one hand to lengthen it further forward or up. And again, you can rest in between each one, so there's no hurry about it. It's just that when you are doing the climb, you really climb your legs.
and pay attention to how you climb back down again. This is actually one of those kinds of movements for those who have never fight along, but it is faster to do after you have done something. It really helps the back problem with the hamstring. So instead of thinking of stretching, you just keep climbing up your leg and then climb back in. Okay, and everybody take a rest if you want me. Bend your knees again, but if you're standing and now like from the left leg up towards the ceiling. And now you're familiar with the movements you're going to be able to do. So you want to start to climb the left leg. If you need to take the time if you need to load yourself back down, you can take a rest before you start climbing again. Are you able to climb up your left leg and at the same time keep your breathing consistent? So again, there's a tendency to feel like a stretch or work from this stop breathing or your breath. So see if you can allow your breathing to continue as you climb up your left leg, and then you're also climbing down. So you take the same kind of time and consideration coming down as you do going up. So if you will really climb, you would fall if you didn't. Take a nice rest on your back. Sense the length of your leg, how you're resting your back now. Bend your knees and your feet towards the sand. And now please lengthen both legs up towards the ceiling. And this time, first in your imagination, begin to see yourself climbing up both legs. So the right hand will climb the right leg, and the left hand will climb the left leg. Climbing all the way up and then all the way down. So again, imagine the first once or twice. And then begin to start climbing up your legs and climbing down. Now, feel when you need to lift your head, how you soften your chest to bring your upper body towards your legs. And each time, you can see if you can go a little bit further to eventually making it up to the arch of your feet. And again, you climb back down. So you take the same kind of thought and time climbing down as you get climbing up.
and then let that go and feel rest from that. Sense your breathing. One more time, to the bent knees, and bring the love left hand towards the ceiling again. And then once or twice, begin to climb up your legs all the way to the soles of the feet. And see if it's even possible to maybe interlace your fingers over the soles of your feet. And then you climb back down again. And again, just do the movement maybe once or twice. Maybe back to the back. Really gently try to bring the whole upper back and body towards your legs and your feet. That's it. And this next time, as you start to climb down, you can lower yourself all the way down to the floor and rest on your back. Now roll to your side, come up to the sitting position where you're leaning on your forearms, both of your feet are standing in front of you with your knees down. And return to the movement of starting to lift both knees and swinging them up towards your shoulders. That's it. And again, just seeing now if that was going to be easier and lighter. You just accept it. Most of you are getting more comfortable to swing the legs back down. That. Just then, have you left the feet in contact? Some of you are still really protecting your feet. Just be able to come back and back and touch the floor. Okay. Now, keep the left leg standing and just change the right leg. Just feel how that leg is doing in one position. And now the left leg. Almost all of you now believe on the position shoulder. Okay, so that's going to be that. Once again, roll to your side and come up to sitting. This time you're sitting with your legs standing in front of you, and you place the hands on the floor in front of you in between your legs. What leg is down? Put your head, kind of put your hands down, and your chest is soft. And begin by doing the movement now of lifting both knees away from the floor, both feet, and if your knees come up towards the shoulders. Yeah. And just take your time. You know, everybody goes at a different pace, so just lift a little bit. And again, feel what you need to do in the lower back, have you down back, your back is long. bathroom. Now pause for a moment, sitting, and place your hands down back towards your pelvis. So you're resting on your hands down, still back by your pelvis. And your fingers should be pointing forward.
That should help. Yeah. And now, in that position, begin to lift both of your legs and your knees coming towards your chest. And think of your head coming forward in between the gap where you need to walk. Now, pause for a moment and place the hands back on the floor in between your legs. And go back to this configuration and now lifting the legs away from the floor. Getting easier. Yeah. Okay. Roll down the left hand to back. Now continue to lie on your back, bend both of your knees for a number of standing, and then lengthen the right leg about towards the ceiling. Please notice that you will be taking out the right leg long. And imagine that in front of the floor, as you turn, and one is catching with the right arm. And just observe with the movement of that now, lifting the back and reaching towards your big toe. There's a sense of lightness now from the thigh. You're feeling like there's less effort attached to the quad. Yeah. Okay, and rest again on the back. Bend your knees again, bend your feet to standing, and have you send your left leg up towards the ceiling. And with the left arm, your left hand, go ahead and catch the fly on your left your toe. Looks like everyone can breathe now at the same time. And let that go and rest again on your back. And now one more time, roll to your side and lift yourself up to sitting. Sitting and leaning on your forearms behind you. You're seated in a standing position so your knees are bent. And go back to this idea of swinging both knees up towards your shoulders. And think of your head coming forward as well. And if you might catch your head in between both of your knees. Feel how that movement is becoming lighter and easier. And now, see if you can alternate swing once to the right knee and then once to the left knee. And now, bring yourself all the way up to sitting and place the hands in between your legs, your knees, your feet are still standing. And in this position, begin to lift just the right knee, maybe the right knee coming towards the right shoulder. That's it.
Right. And now move to the left leg. Stand on the left knee, comes towards the left shoulder. That's it. And now just as you come, lift both feet and then both knees towards both shoulders. Think about what you do in your back and your spine, and so let your hands stay in contact with the floor. Backwards. The feet are wrong. Okay, rest on your back. Isn't that how far that is? Your leg is really close to where your front legs are, and then the back one is there.
And the frog catch the fly.
And you know, I think people thought that I was teaching this in LA, that you have to do some kind of tongue movement when I said catch the fly. Okay, now let's
okay, one more time. Bring yourself up to sitting, leaning on your forearms.
Knees standing, feet standing, and just swing both knees up towards your shoulders back. And again, sit down if you can really let your feet and just touch the back of the ground. Back. You're the one that makes a lot of noise. Lower your feet back down, so we're just letting them walk. That's it. Okay. And just observe how you're resting on your back now. Sense how your shoulder blades are resting, and how your upper back and mid back is now resting. Your lower back and pelvis. And go back to thinking about the length of your spine, as I asked you to do in the beginning of the lesson. And has anything changed in the way you perceive or sense the length of your spine? Do you feel longer? Perhaps there's air that you feel you have length that you didn't have before. What is the length of your legs? And sense how much of the back of your legs are actually making contact with your arms on the floor now. Gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Feel the movement of rolling across each side. Okay, and then go ahead and roll to one of your sides, bring yourself up to sitting, and then when you feel ready, you can come up to standing to observe how you feel like standing and yourself.